Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
So what is this now? You have ordered the same meal 4 days in a row for lunch at the same location, the same place?
Yeah, not only the same place, but like the same location. It's a chain.
Same location.
The same location.
And you're just gone every day. And like a minute before we go on there, it's like, I might do it again today.
It's not really at this point a might thing. It's just
You're going to do it again today. The thing I had yesterday was so good. I'm going to do the exact same thing.
And then you just find yourself in a cycle of...
You're fixated and then it's over.
Steak sandwiches.
Steak sandwiches.
Four days. This is going to be 4 days in a row. Or you're already at
today
4 days.
Today will be five.
Today will be five.
Yeah.
Just make it a week.
This is becoming almost like a modern version of the Super Size Me challenge where he's just like, I just want to see what happens.
Should we do a calorie count?
Gosh.
This says, on average, 1,189 calories.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought it was
going to be. Right, because I'm going to eat breakfast this morning, and then I don't really eat for the rest of the day, and then I eat dinner. I'm feeling good. I've actually never felt better.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Do your steak sub? Of course he got a steak sub, right?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
How's the whole thing?
Yeah. Kay. I got cookies this time, though, too. I got the three-pack. I gave one to my girlfriend, so I didn't eat all three cookies. There's another one waiting for me.
You ate two cookies.
I ate one.
You ate one.
Gave one to her. There's still one left. That's the beauty of the three-pack.
Okay. I guess that, sure, that's the beauty of the three-pack. There are three of them. Yes.
Yes. Easily shareable, still feel gluttonous.
Yeah.
You know?
Not only did you have the steak sub yesterday, I even was inspired to go and get one of my own.
Uh-huh.
You know what I forgot, though? Forgot the oil.
What kind of sub did you get?
Just the same thing you guys
the steak?
Eating. Steak.
Oh, yeah. You can go dry on that, brother.
It was still good. It was still very, really good.
Don't need oil.
It was still really good.
Send that dry.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. I'm not going back today, though. My streak will absolutely end at one when it comes to the steak sub.
I have nothing to do after work today. Today's like one of those really rare days. I'm not golfing. My back's been kind of bothering me, so I'm trying to lay low a little.
Okay. So you're going to get a steak sub.
I got nothing but... And right now, my
you're
girlfriend
grab
thinks
a steak
this is
sub,
funny.
Kick your feet up and go watch reruns of The West Wing.
Sounds like a great
little Thursday.
Sounds like a great night.
Right there.
Sounds like a great night.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Do it.
I think, though, my girlfriend at this point, she's like kind of, she thought it was kind of funny that I came home with Jersey Mike. Oh, I'm not supposed to say it.
Schmerzy Mike's
yesterday. She thought I was just like not going to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like one of those things that Nate does. Like, ha ha.
Right. This is a bit. This is going to stop here.
And... I even asked her if she wanted one. She said she hadn't eaten, and she goes, I'd absolutely just rather not have dinner. I'd rather not eat. She's like, I'd rather just watch you eat house an entire giant, which I did.
Wait, when she's hungry? But she was hungry.
She was hungry.
Hadn't had dinner. And
she had me stop next door and get something else.
Okay.
She's like, I'm not doing this with you.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, that's a choice.
There was a further dinner plan coming for her. Okay.
Yes. I actually bypassed free league dinner last night to get the good stuff.
That's too far.
Protein. That's all I'm thinking about right now. It's a lot of good protein and muscle building.
Yeah.
I have the same fight with my girlfriend every time I get this specific place. She's like, I hate it every time we get it. We got it like three times. And she was like, I'm not doing it.
You can't do – would a restaurant look, you know – Not like a restaurant, but like a lunch spot, right? Like,
okay.
Would they stick their nose up at going and getting something from somewhere else
and then
next
bringing
door?
It.
I'm going to order from you, but she's going to eat this, and we're going to bring that through your doors and eat it at your tables in here. Like, is Ooh. that They would have upon? No.
I think as long as someone, upon? As long as someone there is purchasing
sure.
food from said place,
right?
I think it's cool if you.
Yeah, we're not both getting food from somewhere
right.
else
and
walking
bringing it,
into your establishment,
right.
sitting down, and
asking
eating.
For the free water, and then not
right. right. That would
it's like
no
using,
one's doing.
It's like
that.
Using the bathroom. Somebody's got to buy something.
You got to buy something.
That would be ridiculous.
No tiki, no laundry.
Yeah.
And more right, more than just, hey, I bought this drink for 99 cents.
Right,
so
right.
now I have the op. Now I have the right.
Now
to
I've got
here.
You. Now I've got you right where I want
Even
you.
Even if you do that, I mean, is what are the odds someone's gonna come over and ask you to leave? But just I don't know. I would feel like I would be getting glares if I were to do that.
I think
so. If someone's got to order food.
Get glares is different than be asked to leave.
Yeah,
I
totally.
Think no matter what you do in that situation, if you come in with other food, you're getting glares.
But you don't think.
Yeah.
You don't think you're getting asked to leave if I bring food in from somewhere else?
If one of you brings food from somewhere else and one of you gets food from that place.
I think
but,
it's but totally viable.
But both, I'm getting asked
both,
to leave.
Oh, both, you're out of there.
Yeah.
Like, sir, you can't do that.
You get executed in that place for that.
You could just...
Escorted.
However, you could definitely... If you're going to a bar to have a couple of beers, I am all about bringing your own food.
Does the bar have food?
It could.
If it doesn't, sure. If it does, see, I would think I can't do that. Or I wouldn't do that.
If I'm drinking three beers, I can pretty much do whatever I want. That's kind of my...
I don't think that's how that works.
If I spend...
sir, is that your third beer? And then they pass you a little chip like, all right,
you're
here's
good.
Free pass.
You're good.
You can just do whatever.
If I'm getting three beers
pardon.
And tipping 20%...
A pardon.
I think I should be able to do just about anything I want.
It also depends on the food.
Works.
Like, if the bar doesn't make the food you're bringing in, I think that's totally game. Like, if you're bringing a pizza and for some reason this bar doesn't make pizza, like, that's fine. Like, you're bringing something that you can't get there.
Yeah, like, if it's chicken wings, if they serve chicken wings, you can't bring chicken wings there.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's against.
I mean,
I
personally don't think I would bring anything.
I don't. Yeah,
to these
I don't.
Places.
I think I'm with you, Joe.
Really?
I don't think I'm bringing.
I'm not
anything
bringing anything in
outside into a.
Like, I'm gonna walk into a bar with my pizza. How big's
right.
the pizza?
Well, I'm not like box. A slice.
It's a nice time of year. What if you're sitting out on the patio?
Also, what are you just walking around with a whole box of pizza? No,
well, that's for
you bring
answer.
A slice. You bring a personal. Like a pan pizza, a personal pan pizza, I think is totally.
But I would still, that's still a pizza box, is it not?
Yeah, but,
yeah, but it's like the
small.
It's smaller than a laptop.
Yeah, right.
It's a tiny box.
It's basically a backpack.
I'm starting a poll in the chat.
I'm with Nate on this. That's a great idea.
You just can't, if they have a chicken sandwich, I don't think you should bring someone else's chicken sandwich there, but I think you could have just about anything else.
Because think about ordering food from a bar, too. Sometimes it takes like a lot longer than if you're at a restaurant.
And sometimes
you got to find where you are in the bar, and you got to wait, and if there's a rush, like...
I like sitting at the bar.
Let me ask you this question.
Huh.
By
the way, it's Jeremy and Joe. We are going... I've got some trivia to get to, by the way, in a minute here. Go ahead. What's the question?
So let's just say it's early morning, and you're going to a soccer bar.
Sure.
A certain one that's over near Hurdle.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And it's 10 a.m.
Yep.
And you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I think I'm going to go to Schmimmy's, Schmim Schmorton's this morning.
Uh-huh.
Do you bring it in with you to the bar?
I know. See, I would
but
finish
people
it.
Do.
People
do definitely
I would
do.
Finish when, I would finish before I went in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
It's like etiquette for you?
Yeah, I just,
you'd
I'm not.
You wouldn't leave the car until it's 10:03. The game started. You're going to sit in your car, finish that breakfast sandwich, rather than bring it inside?
I think I'm going to finish the breakfast
sandwich. Not one of those bartenders is going to say a thing to you.
I don't even care if they say a thing to me. Am I going to... If it becomes a habit, will they say something to me? If I do it every week, then eventually it's like, hey, man, you're bringing a sandwich in here every week. They've had sandwiches there. I don't know if they do regularly, but... No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I think they're just happy that you're there. You're
okay.
Drinking beer at 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
Maybe I need to give
I
a
feel
shot.
Like they don't have to say anything. I would just feel wrong.
You would feel it. Oh.
I would feel wrong.
So
yes.
Wrong.
Yes.
I'm
neurotic enough that
I
wouldn't even... I don't know that I'd be capable of going in there.
I would just be feet up eating sandwich with a 10 a.m. beer.
This is only limited to beer? or limited to bars. If I go into a steakhouse, like I mean, oh, okay, guys, I'm walking in with a pizza. You guys don't have pizza on the menu.
Way different.
It's a completely different conversation.
I want pizza with my steak. You don't serve pizza. My pizza.
He's being.
First of all, most steakhouses will probably have some kind of pizza.
Where does it end?
I think it's dive bars.
Okay.
I think the menu has to have less than 7 items on the list.
If the menu is French fries and all right, now we're chicken wings.
And you know,
maybe a burger.
This is the only situation where this is acceptable.
I think there is a threshold of the number of things on the menu.
All right, but so that also, dive bar, yes. Steakhouse, no.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
That's like the farthest things
exactly
you could pick.
There's two obligations. Has to have 7 or less items on the food items on the menu.
Right.
And you have to be there drinking or
you got to be doing something to give them something back.
Right.
Like how many times you've been at a bar and you're like, "Man, I really wish I had this type of food."
Some bars you're even like, "Hey, BYOE, BYOF."
Well, those are very like clear on the rules though. Like they even will encourage it. Like up on the board it will be, "Hey, there's like on the chalkboard list of restaurants right nearby and here's their numbers. Go ahead." It's like an invitation. Like go get their food, bring it here. Some places are like that. I've seen a couple places.
I think the existence
like that.
Of being that obvious about it proves that we are correct and that you should not bring your own food anymore.
No,
I think that's I think that supports Nate and I's argument of can bring your own food.
I think they're telling you it's okay now.
Right.
Don't
freak
out.
I think post COVID world
we're giving you permission.
Post COVID world, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Twice now. And
things
like,
changed.
I think I just have a free pass here.
Things changed.
I'm good.
Nate's just
buffets are dead. Buffets are dead. And you can bring food from other establishments.
Are they dead?
When was the last time you've had a buffet?
I was never a big buffet guy in the first place.
The last time I had a buffet was like in Atlantic City. Like somewhere
that seems
disgusting.
Like a place that would have a buffet.
Right. The only places that have buffets left are basically casinos.
Really?
And banquet
halls. The buffet's dead.
And resorts.
Yeah.
Resorts too.
I didn't know this. The buffet was...
The buffet died with
dying
greed.
How was the buffet ever?
OCB, do you not... Did you just...
I don't know.
Home-style cooking buffet?
I gotta go.
No, I'm not a big buffet guy.
Okay.
We should go, but I don't...
Your dad strikes me as a buffet guy.
That might be right.
I'm gonna talk to him later. I'm gonna go ahead and say he has a list of his favorite former buffets here.
Mm. He does. He loves... you know what? You might be right about that.
No, I'm 100% right about it.
Buffets are a prime leftover spot too.
Is he
what? What do you mean?
What? Why not?
You don't take food with you?
I've been to a buffet where you could take food.
You just take food off the thing. You're like, "Hey, I had 3 plates. By the way, I'm gonna feed Mima back at home."
I went to a place where they said you can take 1 box home.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a fee? Like what?
No. There was an extra fee, like an extra like $5 or something. I don't remember what it was, but you could take a box.
All right, well that's fair. If you're
so, I guess it's just one
take-home.
Place. Maybe they're not all prime.
I really miss like the really good like Asian buffets that would have like the most insanely random desserts. Like you could get like Jell-O in the middle of a buffet line. You know, it'd be like red normal fruit punch Jell-O,
just randomly placed in the middle.
Chocolate pudding. Yeah.
And it's next to like the broccoli and beef.
It's like,
there's
hey,
some
we
broccoli in the Jell-O.
We ran out of
no.
We ran out of things to put on this buffet. We have an open space here. We can't put nothing. Go see what's in the back. Chocolate pudding.
Perfect.
Put it on.
And all of a sudden, it's a mainstay. And then like they always had the ice cream machine with the plastic like groovy cup, and then the overly frozen ice cream. Like it had like ice bits in it.
Okay.
I miss it.
I'll have to see if there's one of these places still open.
Bring buffets back.
Do it, yeah.
Bring them back. Yeah, go ahead. Let's start a buffet business.
Where you can bring your own food.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. 803-0550 is the phone number. A lot to get to on today's show. We've got actually Brian Koziel coming up in about 15 minutes because the Tour Championship starts today. I want to get into a little Ryder Cup with Brian as well. He was available. He's going to come on in 10 minutes. Lou DiBiase is going to join us at 7, 14 teams in 14 days. We're just checking around with all the Bills' opponents one last time before the start of the season. So we'll get in on the Eagles a bit, who the Bills play in Week 17. And then also Sal at 8 o'clock on practice yesterday. And some more on the Bills. Let's get the gears moving though here. I got some. You want some trivia?
Yeah.
To start the show here.
I do.
So the other day we were talking about Flacco and what the Browns were doing at quarterback. So I guess I'm giving away one of the answers here.
Sure.
I went through and since the Cleveland Browns,
the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Became returned to the National Football League, 1999. They have had the most Week One starters in the NFL, 1999 to 2025. That is 26 years. Flacco will be their 20th week one starter in 26 years.
That's amazing.
20 week one starters.
I'm not even mad. That's impressive.
Want to guess what the Bills number is? Since in that same time frame, since 1999, how many week one starters have the Bills had?
They've had 20 and 26. I'm saying the Bills have had 14.
The Bills have had 11.
Okay.
That between the Browns and the Bills, 8 teams that have had more than the Bills week one starter since 1999. Can you give me those 8 teams?
Had more than the Bills.
More week one starters than the Bills since 99. And I already gave you the Browns are right at the top. Flacco will be the 20th. So you got 8 between 11
the Jets.
And 20. The New York Jets are correct. They have had 12 week one starters.
Unsurprised by that. Unfazed.
Only one more in the Bills.
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals are correct. They have 12 week one starters in the same amount of time. Even though they haven't had a new week one starter in, I mean, how long is this for Kyler now?
5 years, I think. But they had a revolving, that was an impressively bad.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback
Liner and Warner, and did John Skelton start a week one? I could actually pull that up.
The Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans are incorrect. They've only had 10.
Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts are also incorrect with 9.
Wow.
Part of it because it was only 2 guys for the first.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years
that's a good
of
point.
This.
Yeah. It's and been recent.
Had, yeah, they've had a different one.
Like the last 5-7 years. I would say.
Have they had a different one every year since Luck?
I think so.
Jones, I could just pull this up. Jones, Richardson, Matt Ryan.
Yep.
Brissett.
Yep.
Rivers. I might even be missing one.
That's 5.
Did I say Richardson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be missing
one. Oh, Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Remember the Carson Wentz era?
I did not. I forgot about the Carson Wentz era for a moment.
I think a lot of Colts fans wish they did.
Yeah. That gets you to basically 9. You have, so far, the Jets and the Cardinals.
Steelers.
Incorrect.
Yeah, right. They've had Roethlisberger forever.
For a long, long time. Where is Pittsburgh on here? Pittsburgh has had 9. 9 different starters. We also missed Scott Tolzien, by the way, who had a week one start for the Colts.
How could I have forgotten Scott Tolzien?
Scott Tolzien started a season for the Colts? How long did that last?
Couldn't have been good.
It could not have lasted long.
No.
Is that like Peterman plays a half? Jacksonville, 10. Close. One little hint here. You do have some teams that...
Carolina.
Are seen as winners in here. Like, have been winners. Carolina, same amount as the Bills, so not correct. 11. You have a couple teams that won the Super Bowl.
The Rams?
No. Not the Rams. They have 8.
Not the Chiefs.
No, no, not the Chiefs. Alex Smith Eagles? And Mahomes taking over. Nope. Eight. You guys got any guesses?
I mean,
Nate. I think Nate needs some. Needs a life preserver here. Also, it definitely makes it tougher when you're asking trivia at 6:21 in the morning and not, you know, 9:21.
I'm pretty
in the
sharp right now. I've had a few. I got myself.
I don't know. You're one. For, I'm still, you're one for 11.
I'm still riding my steak sub high from last night. So I'm vibing.
Fuel,
right
that'll
now.
Fuel you for a while.
Yeah. You're missing the number two team while. On this list who has had 17
the Vikings.
Week one starters. The Vikings are not the team with 17, but they are third. 13 week one starters for Minnesota. Even though they have been pretty good the entire time.
The Bears.
You got Culpepper, you've got Darnold, you've got Brad Johnson, Matt Castle, Christian Ponder. The Bears is your next guess?
Yes.
Chicago is correct. They've had 12.
So how many do we have left?
You are missing three. Two, three, four. Four teams.
San Francisco.
With more, yes. How about that?
Good one.
The Niners have been more week one starters since 99 than the Bills have. Trey Lance is in that group, of course, recently. Purdy, Garoppolo, Sean Hill.
Seattle?
No, Seattle. Too many Russell Wilson years there.
Yep. Green Bay's not right.
Denver?
Denver is correct. Denver, who has won the Super Bowl in this amount of, in this time span. Manning.
Osweiler.
Bo Nix. Russell Wilson. Teddy Bridgewater. Drew
nice.
Locke. Joe Flacco. Case Keenum. Trevor Siemian. Kyle Orton. Jay Cutler, Jake Plummer, Brian Greasy.
Wow, Osweiler wasn't in there.
That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
12 week one starters, and he was there twice, and he's not one of the answers.
Mm-hmm. So we got two left.
Two left.
The Bengals.
Didn't they give him a massive contract?
Yes.
Or no, Houston gave him a massive contract.
Brock Osweiler?
Yeah.
Yes.
They like lured him away. Who'd you just guess?
The Bengals.
No. Cincinnati has six, one of the fewest. Burrow and Palmer. Eat up a big chunk.
The Titans?
No, not the Titans. Yeah, you have another Super Bowl winner. You have... There's only two teams left. So it's that team and then also the team that's number two with 17.
Tampa?
Tampa has 13 different week one starters. Yep. Brady, Winston. How about Josh Freeman for this?
Yes! A good name.
How about Chris Sims as a week one starter? Josh McCown.
Wait. This is so easy.
Byron Leftwich.
It's so easy. I can't believe we didn't come up with it. It's the Raiders.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah. So it's not that easy. The Raiders actually.
That's
11. It's the same as the Bills. This team has 17.
17.
17.
The Giants?
Another. Nope. A hint. No, they will.
Too much Daniel Jones.
They will. Right. 7 years. This team will be starting the same week one starter as last year. It'll be the first time this team goes consecutive years with the same week one starter since 2017. 8 years. It's been 8 years since this team's had the same week one starter in back-to-back seasons. They will this year.
Panthers.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you already guessed that, didn't you?
Yeah. Not the Falcons.
Nope.
No. This is I cannot get a
read
on this.
Give me 30 more seconds.
Okay. I want to give him one more hint, but I don't want to give it away.
Right.
Is
this the Super Bowl you said
nope.
Super Bowl? This is not them?
Okay. Not in this time period.
Josh, you have anything here?
I'm stumped.
I'm stumped.
Because all these teams looking at are Super Bowl winners in this time. So, like...
Here, I'll give you this hint. Of the last, so 7 week one starters, different week one starters in a row. One of them is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay, it doesn't. That's not a hint.
I mean, that is definitely a hint. It might not be a giveaway, but it's a hint.
He's played for every team.
He's played for, what is the actual number?
It's not the Dolphins.
Like 8 teams, not the Dolphins.
We've already got the Jets, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I was about to throw a shot at the Dolphins because I was like, has Tua been hurt for enough years that he hasn't started for them?
He started for this team in 2021.
2021.
Houston?
I
already said Houston.
No, not Houston. Is the I'm going to check. Owen, don't check. Is the chat screaming it?
No, they are not.
They don't know it either?
Washington is getting guests.
Washington.
Steelers. It's okay. Washington.
It's Washington. Washington. Washington's had right. a different week one starter 7 years in a row.
Wow.
When you said this is their first year, it didn't – the first year they've had back a guy that started back-to-back, they didn't even come to my mind.
Right.
Yeah, Fitz started one game there, got hurt, and never played again.
That's right in the opener.
Yeah. Right, because I was like, I crossed them off in my head because I was like, Fitz, no Fitz.
Since Kirk Cousins started 3 years in a row.
Howell.
Week one.
RG3.
Yeah, no, RG3 was before Cousins. They've gone in order. Alex Smith, Keenum, Haskins, Fitzpatrick, Wentz. Again, here's Carson
Another
Wentz.
Another Carson Wentz.
Sam Howell, and now Jaden Daniels. So Washington. Finally, they've made it. They're going to probably go a few years in a row with the same guy.
I think they're going to go a few years for this guy.
Yeah.
Wow, Washington.
The Bills will go further down this list every year, by the way.
Yes,
Not
they will.
Not that it's like something that everyone's actively tracking. But, well, somebody is. The list was out there. So I guess somebody was actively tracking it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Yesterday was the reported visit of Gabe Davis. We did not see a signing take place. Not yet, at least. I don't know if he's supposed to be here again today or how all that works, what the timeline will be like. So keep you updated on that. If you got a thought carrying over from yesterday on Davis as a signing, feel free to give us a call. Brian Koziel is going to join us coming up next, talk a little bit about the end of the PGA season with the Tour Championship and then also the Ryder Cup. Right, I want to get into like what Scotty Scheffler is doing right now and how that compares to Tiger. Like, is it 60% of what we watch with Tiger? Is it less than that? Because what he's doing is incredible, but I think we're all spoiled. 803-0550 is the phone number. Brian coming up next. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary in for Jeremy today. This is WGR.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.